News from Hollywood. Congratulations to Mariah Walsh, who will play Katniss Everdeen in the parody of The Hunger Games. It'll be called The Starving Games. Yeah. Hollywood Reporter says the same guys who wrote Date Movie, Meet the Spartans, and Vampires Suck.
Oh, Meet the Spartans is terribly funny bad.
Well, that's it. And they've written a script, and they are directing this parody, which will include cheap shots at the Avengers, Sherlock Holmes, and Harry Potter's finale
Love it.
Little bit of everything there for you. Weird Asia News, one of my favorites, says two women in India are thought to be the lowest paid workers in the world. After scrubbing toilets in India for 40 years and never taking a single day off, the ladies managed to save $103 each. That would be an average of $3 a year. The women, aged 59, started working at Women's Teacher Training Institute back in 1971, and their salary started at 27 cents a month, and it never changed.
Wow.
We were promised a pay raise every year, but that never came. Back in 2001, they complained to the government about their situation. But instead of finally getting a raise, their pay was suddenly stopped. This did not stop them from continuing to work, however. And after that, they continued cleaning toilets 3 times a day, 7 days a week, for 11 years free.
That's horrible.
It is. Well, you know, it's another world over there. Hey, the Rolling Stones may be doing a few surprise warm-up gigs before their big 4 upcoming concerts, 2 in London and 2 in New York. Ronnie Wood says that the band is planning last-minute shows in clubs that hold only 200 to 300 people.
Can you imagine stumbling in someplace and going, that guy looks a lot like Mick Jagger?
Said the Stones will probably go under the name the Cockroaches, so watch for that.
Awesome.
Okay, that's what Ron Wood is telling us. So, makers of Mini Cooper making a splash with a new car that floats. It floats. Mini USA tested the Buoyant Style Edition Mini on the Charles River in Cambridge, Massachusetts. The convertible boat is powered by a 6-horsepower outboard motor, the fiberglass car, modeled after the 2004 Mini hardtop. Then it's mounted to a boat hull. It was built as part of their Motor Tuber events. That's when the company...
They're celebrating potatoes?
They dedicate the month of October to celebrating all that is fun about the Mini brand. That's a little bitty car. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, it is. They're cool, though.
Yeah, it's a little bitty car. So, lady in Tennessee made a rare find right on her own doorstep. According to the New York Post, Donna Lewis had been using a 33-pound rock handed down by her grandfather as a doorstop and a flower bed ornament. But her husband recently placed a metal detector nearby. Readings went off the charts. It is no ordinary rock. In fact, experts have determined this rock is actually a 4.5 billion-year-old meteorite.
And if it's 33 pounds, that's worth almost as much as the national debt.
There you go. Apparently found back in Tennessee in 1853.
No kidding.
That's not bad.
That's quite an heirloom.
I was going to say, plus that metal detector, see, you can find valuable stuff right there in your own front yard.
Step.
New advertisement in South Korea tricks people into thinking they're falling to their deaths. I saw a video of this.
What?
This is very strange. It's a South Korean company, LG. They installed high-def plasma screen on the floor of an elevator, okay?
Oh, that's creepy.
So when the passengers get in and they push the button, and what they do is they have it partitioned off, I want to say 12 different partitions, 3x4, and as you push the button, the tiles appear to fall away one at a time, and you can see what would appear to be the elevator shaft.
Oh, that's just nuts, man.
I know. People have piddled on that expensive screen.
Well, that's it. I mean, that's the only thing I didn't see, and I really would have thought that would happen. And again, they only showed about 6 or 7. My thought is there probably were some expletives that needed to be deleted, but...
if you speak Korean.
Well, and it's interesting because, if you think about it, we all like to be scared. We enjoy that scare, okay, that little jump in our heart, and then you have the little nervous giggle afterwards.
Sure.
And that's why we watch scary movies, okay? Well, this happens to these people as well. Obviously, within a second, they believe that their life is ending, but within the next second, they know it's not. And then they can kind of laugh about it, but it's very disconcerting to see. And, you know, it's one of those things, you're not supposed to see that. You should be dead after you see that. So,
that's anyway. Just creepy, man. Right. That would freak me out.
And in a minute, if you'd like to be more productive today, we'll tell you how to do that. If you don't want to, then that's okay, too. But in the meantime, if you eat the orange, I mean, do you eat the peel, too? And the answer is no. But apparently there's really good stuff in the peel of an orange. Now, this is Melissa Williams of Healthy Living. Maybe she's going to try to convince us we need to be eating orange peels. Now, we have some compelling reasons, but remember, if you're with the general public and you begin eating an orange peel, they are going to back away from you.
Yes, they are.
I'm just going to say, you're not like us. But here's the deal. Orange peels are packed with more nutrients than the fruit itself.
They taste like hammered butt.
Yeah, the zest is wonderful. I mean, it's great for smoothies
sure.
or salads or anything like that. And the same thing is true for lemons, too. I mean, lemon zest, that's
sure.
because you get the oils right there.
Right.
And that gets you great flavor. But anyway, they mentioned that. I just think I throw them down the disposal because
yep.
you turn it on and it, you know, it smells better after
oh,
that.
For sure.
But it works for those things. Anyway, broccoli leaves also are good for you, and the stems. Instead of throwing them out, cook them along with the florets.
I do.
They will increase the amount of vitamin A in your meal, as long as you know, still have a little crunch to them. Celery tops. Now, those leaves are packed with magnesium and calcium. Did you know there's calcium in the leaves?
No, I did not.
I didn't either. You chop those up. And see, that'll work great for soups or stew, you know, if you do that. You get, again, you get a lot of flavor there. And onion skins, they are full of antioxidants.
Why would you want to eat paper?
I don't know.
It's
I'm not
paper.
Sure. It says simmer them in sauces and side dishes and remove them before serving.
Aha, so you don't actually eat them.
No, but you take, and again, you're right, that's like paper. How could that have anything in it that's really, really good? But, anyway, that's what they're saying. That's good stuff.
The
for
Japanese
you.
Eat tomato leaves.
Really?
Yep.
Okay, we're not going to go into the whole thing that Japanese eat, are we?
At Batteries Plus, you'll find thousands of batteries, plus free battery testing, plus battery recycling, plus expert battery advice, plus installation while you wait, no appointment necessary. All of which pretty much proves there's no other battery source with as many pluses as Batteries Plus. Batteries Plus, the replace it place.
Visit Batteries Plus in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman for all your battery needs. Batteries Plus, any battery, any bulb, for anything.
I'm Lloyd Joyce, candidate for Bryan City Council, Place 6. During my service as mayor, we formed the TMPA and constructed the Dansby Power Plant, which today is one of the best electric systems in Texas. We initiated the largest infrastructure in the city's history, paving 90 miles of dirt streets. I stand behind my record of accomplishments, and I ask you to cast your vote for Lloyd Joyce for Bryan City Council. I approve this political advertisement.
Locally owned and operated by a member of the Fighting Texas Aggie Class of 1993, the Pool Guy has invested his time and money into being a proud member of the Bryan College Station community for 19 years. As the premier service provider in BCS, the Pool Guy's staff has answers for all things about swimming pools. Whether you need service and repair, scheduled maintenance, chemicals and supplies, new construction, or complete pool renovations, visit the Pool Store and the Tower Point Shopping Center, or call 575-6200 for the Pool Guy.
Hey, News Talk 1620, WTAW 845. You know, last night was the 300th episode of Law & Order Drive My SUV. I mean, that's...
No kidding?
300 episodes.
Wow.
Yeah, that's...
And they say, well, it used to be, what, 100 to get to syndication?
Yeah, right, yeah. So they got plenty. You know, that's why, what, A&E is almost like the Law and Order channel.
Yes, it is. If there's nothing else on, you can, you know, all right, I'll watch that.
Well, and then you find out it's something that you hadn't seen before, because, I mean, we do. We watch Law and Order, and you go, oh, I don't know that one. But, you know, Jerry Orbach was just the best. He was just the best, you know, in the basically just the Law and Order, not SUV or any of that. All right, here we go. Let's see what else. I know it's SVU, but anyway. CBS has picked up a full season of two new dramas. That'd be Elementary. That's like the modern-day Sherlock Holmes. And Vegas, which stars, I don't know.
I haven't seen either one of them.
Yeah. No.
I didn't know where they were on.
Yep. Jane Fonda moving back to TV, apparently.
Hanoi Jane coming back to the TV.
She's already won two Oscars, and Now she's going to be working on a new sitcom for ABC called Now What. On the show, a woman who writes a blog posts one about how much she hates her mother. That'll be played by she'll be played by Jane Fonda, only to have her mom move back in with her.
Sounds edifying.
Yeah, I'll see how that works. Okay, it's time for most popular TV shows from last week. The top seven. We never do ten. Number seven was The Voice. Still haven't seen it. Number six, 2 1/2 Men. Don't watch it anymore. It's nasty. Number five, Dancing with Stars. Still haven't seen that. Number four, Person of Interest. If you're a black helicopter person, this is a great show because they've come up with this machine that apparently tracks all of us. And then what happens is Jim Caviezel, who's the star, goes out and he's a good guy and protects these people from these horrible things that happen to him. It's a Person of Interest. Number three is Big Bang Theory. Haven't seen that yet.
Oh, Big Bang's funny.
Yeah. Is it? Kid from Houston, they're starring in that.
Really funny.
Number two is the 60 Minutes, you know, with old people asking questions. And number one, Sunday Night Football on NBC. I don't even know what the Sunday Night Football game was, but there you go. Hey, this is a shocker. Paranormal Activity 5 has already been confirmed by Hollywood. That's after, you know, 1 week of Paranormal 4.
I told you that the only thing that kills me is that stupid ad that's got the same sound in it that my house does.
Yeah.
And it freaks me out every time the commercial comes on.
I haven't seen that show, and, you know, I guess I might at some point. Apparently they messed up the other day. They were going to show a movie for little kiddos. They were going to show Madagascar, and instead Paranormal Activity showed up.
No,
what channel was that?
No. It's at the movie theater. Yeah, yeah.
Obviously,
parents were not happy about the situation at all. Anyway, talk about getting a free tub of popcorn and please come back. Wow.
And a piddle pad for everybody.
Uh-huh, yeah. Hey, so if you can't decide where to eat, find a restaurant with tablecloths and maybe some candles. Golden Corral. Where the author of Mindless Eating, Brian Wesniak, says... That you will eat less and enjoy it more with that atmosphere. In his experiment, he redecorated half of your casual chain restaurant with tablecloths and low lighting and plants and paintings and soft instrumental music. He left the other half as is, bright colors, all that, bright lights, hard surfaces, loud music. The people in the fine dining section took longer to eat, consumed fewer calories, and rated the exact same food as more enjoyable.
No kidding.
Well, you know, low lighting, I like to see what I'm eating. Well, maybe took them so long because they what is this?
I don't know how low the lighting was, but again, they took longer to eat, and they consumed fewer calories, and they related they said that they believed that the food was rated more enjoyable.
But really, how sexy can you make McDonald's?
Well, that's the thing, is the fast food people don't want you, number one, to sit there a long time.
No, sir.
They want you to eat and get the hell out. Secondly, they don't care how many calories you eat. They figure the more that you eat, the more money that they make. And they don't really care whether you think the food tastes good or not. You know what I'm saying?
Just buy it.
Are you there for the taste? Are you really, really there for the taste?
With Taco Bell, yes.
Really?
I'm with you there. I love Taco Bell.
I am a sucker for Taco Bell.
Wow. Okay. There you go.
I'm not afraid to admit it. Okay. I love Veritas, but that's love me some Taco Bell.
Boy, that's two different worlds.
That's what I mean.
You don't have to break the bank for a fine dining experience, too. You'll get the same benefits in small cafes with that low lighting and the pastel colors if you limit yourself to fast food. Well, I mean, think of the opportunities you miss. Think of the opportunities you miss if you just eat at fast food places.
True.
All right. If you want to be more productive, here you go. Today, you can be a little extra productive if you start over at 2 p.m. Most of us try to motor through a lot of stuff at the start of our day, and we wind up in this afternoon slump, if you will. According to a time management expert, 2 p.m. is the perfect time to assess how much you have accomplished. In other words, close down the screen of the video game that you've been playing at work. Actually take a look at your to-do list and see what you've done.
No angry birds,
nope,
just take a
right.
break.
Details and tasks have probably changed since the morning, and you might not be able to stick to your original plan. So do a little more reevaluating there at 2 o'clock. And what happens is most people tend to evaluate their day at the end of the day at 5 o'clock. Then it's too late, obviously, to do something, especially if you need to get in touch with somebody in another time zone. So If you're out of time and you've got a crisis going on, you're trying to put out fires, set the old alarm for 2 p.m. and get up, stretch a little bit, go have a cup of coffee. You people who smoke, go out there and smoke a cigarette. Then come back in and reprioritize your day. So that's kind of interesting because, I mean, I've certainly done that. You look at the clock, you go, oh, it's, you know, whatever clock, you know, whatever time it happens to be. And you go, you know, I probably should have done this, probably should have done that. So rather than evaluating at the end of the day, do it at 2 o'clock, you'll be more productive.
When a fire breaks out in a crowded place, people head to the one exit they know, the entrance. And that's the problem. Too many people trying to escape through one door. They begin to panic. They start pushing. Some fall down, some even die. The next time you walk into a public place, make a mental note of the exits. And keep in mind, the best way out may not be the way in. Learn how to survive a fire at haveanexitstrategy.com.
Sponsored by the Texas State Fire Marshal.
As summer fades, fall is the perfect time to give thanks and enjoy a community gathering. Join Central Baptist Church for one of the most anticipated events of the fall on Sunday, October 28th from 5 to 7 p.m. for their annual Fall Festival. Central Baptist Church hosts an evening of amazing fun for the whole family. Games, inflatables, candy, food, activities, and all the fun you can have for free. For more information, visit cbc.org or call 776-9977. Come join Central Baptist Church Sunday, October 28th from 5 to 7 p.m. for their annual Fall Festival.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zorneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Hey, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Knowing your surroundings, knowing what day it is, always helpful. Bank in East Boston, Massachusetts was closed for Columbus Day, but patrolman noticed a man standing at its door wearing a hoodie, a knit hat, latex gloves, dark glasses.
The latex gloves wasn't the giveaway?
Nah, so he approached him and asked the man what he was doing. He said, are you trying to get in? The man said, no. Obviously, the officer not buying that. He conducted a search with your probable cause. That's when they opened up his pockets, found the pillowcase, and the note reading, give me all your money, no die pack. Okay. It was Columbus Day. You got to know what day it is if you're going to go in and try to rob a bank.
Where were they open?
They weren't. That's what I'm saying. He was standing there rattling the door.
Oh.
Yeah, that's it. So, duh. I guess I'll check next time before we try to rob the bank. Yeah. So some people say you should turn your computer off whenever you're not using it. Some people say leave it on. So who's right? Well, there are two schools of thought, obviously. Energy conservationists say you should turn it off because it wastes electricity. Equipment conservatives, conservationists, yeah, whatever word that happened to be, say constantly turning your computer on and off is hard on the equipment, particularly the hard drive. So common sense is probably best. If you only use your computer for a short time each day, you should probably turn it off when you're done. If you use it throughout the day, leave it on. In general, an idle computer doesn't use a lot of electricity, especially if you turn off the monitor and enable the power-saving features on the computer to do their job. So sounds to me like these people are saying, let's leave your computer on. Probably wouldn't be.
Right.
But that's what I do anyway.
Me too.
24% of doctors use social media in a professional capacity every day.
Really?
Including searching for medical information. That's all in a new survey of social media. In fact, yesterday I was at the doctor and the lady was asking me about any medications that I took. And she right there looked it up, you know, in their database to find out whether or not there was any kind of interaction situation if I needed to have some other kind of pharmaceutical. So I thought that was kind of interesting. So lest you think that medics are trolling for personal pages for health-related postings, that's not the case. Only 7% actually use Twitter, compared to 52% of physician-specific communities like Sermo and Osmosis. Those are just doctor-type, medical community-type things. They're not out Twitterating with the rest of you folks who Twitter, so, just so you know. And
Twitterating.
Twitterating.
I like that.
Kevin James, you know who Kevin James is, right?
Yep.
Kevin apparently was in a movie called Here Comes the Boom and lost a lot of weight.
But yeah, that was that one about the MMA guy that's a teacher.
Oh, there you go. Okay, but he's apparently gained it back. Us Weekly asked him about that. He said, well, a couple of things happened between then and now. He said, did you know that they sell peanut butter and jelly in the same jar? He said, that, my friend, was a game changer.
Amish Furniture for Generations is celebrating the grand reopening of their new showroom at their new location with huge savings and giveaways. Each week during the month of October, Amish Furniture will be giving away their number one selling rocker valued at over $500 and daily door prizes like gift certificates to Grand Station, Cheddar's, and C&J's Barbecue. In addition, you can save 10% off all new orders, including every item on the floor. You can't afford to miss this huge event. Amish Furniture for Generations Grand Reopening Celebration, 2651 Boonville Road, just past Kroger in Bryan.
Remember the old Lay's potato chip commercials? I bet you can't eat just one. Start with just one, and then another, and another, and heck, you just couldn't stop. I'm Sandy from Douglas Jewelers, and we'll make you a similar kind of bet. When you surprise her with a piece of our jewelry wrapped so pretty in one of our jewelry boxes, when she opens it and sees what you got her, well, we bet she can't kiss you just once. Come see us. She loves our fine jewelry. You love her kisses. We bet you're both going to be happy.
When it comes to managing your diabetes, Bayer's new Contour Next EZ blood glucose meter makes testing easy. You also get exceptional accuracy because it uses the next generation Contour Next test strip for close to lab test results. And all this at the lowest everyday price of all major brands. Find Bayer's new Contour Next EZ meter at your local Kroger pharmacy for $9.99 this week. Upgrade today. Offer good from September 30th through October 31st. Bayer's new Contour Next EZ meter. Ease, accuracy, and savings. Now that's a powerful combination.
This is Bunny Pratt for Brown & Company Insurance Services. Do you cringe when you think about health insurance? Well, you don't have to when you choose Brown & Company for your insurance needs. Our friendly insurance professionals take time to share the options and walk through the process with you, whether it's for you individually or for your business. Let Brown & Company show you how we are the best in the Brazos at insuring your health. Visit us online at www.bcins.net or call us at 979-694-6900.
About a minute till News Talk 1620 WTAW. I thought we'd get to it today. We didn't. People who are dead who made more money than you did last year while you were alive. We'll give you that tomorrow. This date in history, in 1938, the Archbishop of Dubuque denounced Swiss.